It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Designed and created by British Special Forces, a Tough Mudder is an obstacle course which tests participants' strength and endurance. It's also a test of mental and physical stamina. The Pittsburgh, Ohio Valley Tough Mudder will be taking place in another week. Joining us to share what you should know before entering one and how to train for this type of event is Joe Venari. He's co-founder of the fitness site Pittsburgh. Joe Venari, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.
And also joining us by phone is the course manager for the Pittsburgh Tough Mudder event, Mr. John Barker. John Barker, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Paul, thanks for having us.
All right, let's start with Joe and just explain what this event is. When you hear Tough Mudder, you kind of wonder how they came up with the name, but that does sound like something the Brits would say, isn't it?
It does, and the idea is the kind of taking the traditional road race or 5K to a whole new level, and that's what Tough Mudder and other obstacle races have
you
done.
You slipped, didn't you?
I know, it's tricky to say. It's even more difficult to complete. So the idea is, you know, you're not just out there running. You're taking on these different challenges from barrier walls to everything through running through fire to going through electric shocks at 10,000 volts. So it's really an extreme challenge.
What?
Yeah, absolutely.
Electrical shocks? I can't even say it. This is the kind of thing you would do to test somebody who wants to be in the special forces, and you figure that, you know, average people might want to just try it themselves.
Yeah, so it's bringing like a boot camp mentality, military boot camp to average day people, you know, giving them a chance to maybe break out of their day to day or out of the office and go do something out of the norm.
How do you train for this?
There's a variety of ways to do that. The idea is that you're combining, you know, strength and cardiovascular stamina. So it's not where you just go run in a straight line and you see how long it takes you to finish. It's really combining strength, simple calisthenics like push-ups, pull-ups, things like that. But then next level, you know, grip strength to be able to climb a rope or upper body strength to be able to do a monkey bar across, a freezing cold water and things like that. So there's a combination of elements that go into it.
And how do you decide who wins?
And actually, in a Tough Mudder, nobody wins. It's not a timed event. It's all around building camaraderie. Different events have different, you know, intents. There are winners at some, but this particular event encourages teamwork and encourages people to work together to accomplish kind of a shared goal.
John Barker, tell us about the Pittsburgh event and the course that you have come up with.
First of all, Paul, we're super excited to be in the Pittsburgh area. We're looking forward to coming back to Powerline Park over there in St. Clairsville. And I got to say, I think I need to hire Joe and have him just come work for us because he's got it down pat. He knows exactly what this is about. The course is built around many things. One, it's built around strength and stamina and being able to use upper body, being able to use legs. It is also built around cardio and getting people out and getting them running. The last piece of this is all about confidence, however. This is all about battling fears. Yes, we have electroshock therapy on our course, but that isn't about, am I strong enough to go through it? That is, I'm frightened of electricity, but today I'm going to beat electricity and I'm going to get through it. We have walk the plank. I'm frightened of heights, but today I'm going to stand and walk the plank and I'm going to jump that 15 feet down into the water. That's truly what this is all about, is getting people off their couches, getting people out of their offices, and getting people healthy again, getting them away from their devices and getting them out there with their friends and working together and working as a team. And that's why we love having guys like Joe who are helping us get those people out of their offices and off their couches and into his gyms and getting them not only physically strong, but mentally strong as well.
And how carefully do you have to screen the applicants? Because clearly there may be some people who think they can do this but cannot and might get hurt in some way as a result of that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have a very robust medical program. We operate essentially an emergency room on site. We have ER docs, we have ER nurses, we have paramedics, we have EMTs. Each obstacle is staffed with EMTs and paramedics. We have roving teams of medical staff. We have water safety at all of our water. But we also communicate that to our participants. If you cannot swim, do not go in the water obstacles. If you have history of seizures, heart problems, or metal in your body, do not go through the electrical obstacles. This is very well messaged in pre-communications to all of our participants. It's again messaged before they go out on the course in each one of their start ways. We take the safety of our people extraordinarily serious. every obstacle can be one that you can opt out of and just run around, and there's absolutely no shame in that.
We're talking about the Tough Mudder obstacle course. The event that is coming to this area, the Pittsburgh, Ohio Valley Tough Mudder, is coming up in a week. John Barker is with us by phone. He is course manager for the Pittsburgh Tough Mudder event. And also with us is Joe Venari. He's co-founder of the fitness site Pittsburgh. And when it comes to these courses, gentlemen, are they all laid out the same way at every event, or do they vary from place to place?
Yeah, I'll defer to John on that.
Paul, they vary from place to place. It really depends where we are. So if we're in Vermont, then we're at a ski mountain, and we're using the natural terrain. Powerline Park is very much an ATV course, so we've got some really great trail running. And then we determine what obstacles we want to put on that. So there's no two Tough Mudder courses that are exactly the same, that's for sure.
And Joe, who are the people that participate in these events? What kind of person? I mean, you I'm looking at you from right across the table here, and you're obviously a fit guy. You're in shape. I mean, is that generally who shows up? People who are in shape, or are there people who might not be as strong as you are that want to do this?
Certainly, there are people who are athletes or maybe weekend warriors who are looking for a test and they get out there. But as John alluded to, there's this whole piece of confidence and really stepping outside of your everyday or the things you perceive to be barriers and doing that. So everybody from boardroom executives to moms and dads to grandparents get out there and compete and see if they can kind of push their limits and achieve this goal.
And it sounds like the key here is not making everybody do all the things that are on the obstacle course.
Yeah, that's certainly true. And like John said, you can opt out, but it is about seeing where your perceived limits lie and then going beyond them. Certainly, you don't want to, put yourself in danger to do that, but the point of it is to see if you can, take yourself out of the day-to-day.
John, give me an inspiring story of that you recall from one of these events of, something that just sticks in your memory.
I'm fortunate enough to get one almost every week, but the one that sticks out from this year is a guy named George up in Vermont. Now, you see, George was an airborne ranger back in the day, and when he was 22 and 23, he was in really good shape. But when he got into his 40s, he started losing shape, and he started gaining weight, and his knees started to go because he's jumping out of the plane repetitively. So George shows up on Sunday, and he's in the last start wave, and that goes off at about 11:30. And probably about halfway into the course, about 5 miles in, we knew that George was in trouble. He was moving very slowly, and he was going up and down the hills. And we started getting a little concerned about him. We started talking about how we're going to get George through this course. And Ryan Ault, one of my course guys, went out and joined George. Now, George is U.S. Army, and Ryan is former U.S. Marine Corps. So they had a good time drawing to each other. But Ryan stuck with him. And walked him and walked him and walked him through this course. And it took him a good 6.5 hours to get around the course. But it was like a scene from Rocky, Paul. Every time this guy completed an obstacle, since he was the last one on the course, the volunteers working that obstacle just got behind him and started walking with him. So with each and every obstacle, he was picking up more people. Spectators started following. Participants who had already finished went out on the course to get behind him and walk this guy in. And in Vermont, on that course, when you finish the last obstacle, electric shock therapy, you have to walk up a hill behind a tree line, and then you turn, and you get to a break, and you look down, and that's where our finish chute is. So George is coming walking down. We have the entire course remaining lined up with volunteers, and people are just cheering and going crazy. It reminded me of kind of the finish of Iron Man, where at midnight, everybody's just there waiting for the last guy. They waited for him. Now, this guy was in bad shape because he just was exhausted, but he wasn't going to quit. He crosses over the finish line, and listen, I'm a dad. I got two little kids, and the thing that sticks out to me is his son, who's 10 years old, yelling, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy."
Wow.
It still today gets me choked up.
What a great story. It is the Tough Mudder event. It's coming to Pittsburgh, Ohio Valley next week. Our guests have been Joe Venari, who is co-founder of the fitness site Pittsburgh, and John Barker, course manager for the Pittsburgh Tough Mudder event. We're out of time. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, guys. We'll see you in Pittsburgh.
I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Have a great weekend, everyone.